Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub app.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gunnarsson looking for the deflection. Bozek all through the blue paint. It went wide. Here's a drive. They score! Bortuzzo puts it in. And the St. Louis Blues tie the game 1-1. The referee might have waved that off.
He's talking to Pat.
I think it's a goal.
Is it a goal?
Bortuzzo put it to the net, and the St. Louis Blues have tied the game at a goal apiece.
That was the goal that tied it up 1-1 last night. The Bruins then scored like 30 seconds later to take the lead back 2-1. That goal that tied it up in 1-1 for St. Louis, the puck, I think, went off Matt Grizzlick. Pretty sure it went right off Matt Grizzlick and into the net.
Yeah, I thought it was deflected by the shaft of the shaft of Grizzlick.
Which guy's shaft?
I knew he'd laugh.
Maroon shaft. I thought Maroon was in front of me. I thought it went off his stick.
Oh, the big hairy ape in front of that?
Not the blade of his stick, but the shaft of his stick.
Complained to someone about something.
But upon further review, I think you're right. It went off Grizzlick.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. You put pucks on net. That's what happens. Good things happen when you put the puck on the net, right? That's what you're supposed to do. But it's a 1-1 game at that point. And Patrick Maroon is surely talking a lot of trash at that point in the game. Was he not?
Yeah.
Did you see this?
Yeah, and he tried to get his hand in there, like the pushing. And who was he going after at the beginning? Right at the beginning.
Everybody?
I think it was Clifton. He was trying to push around the back of the
head. Did you see him go to the Bruins bench, though, after the goal? Did you see what he said to the Bruins bench? Could you make out what he said?
I saw him say something, but I couldn't tell what he said.
You guys are effed. That's what he said to the Bruins bench.
I hope that was Marchand. He was chirping him in between intermissions.
Well, that's who Marchand was doing the crying thing to as they went off the ice. I don't know what that was about, but he was doing the crying gesture to Maroon saying, why don't you cry about it?
Yeah.
Because he was pissed off about something. Then there was a tie-up at the net later where Chara punched Maroon in the back. Did you see this? And he barely touched him. And Maroon went down like he had been shot. He goes down in a heap. To the ground. I'm like, what is this? What is this guy's deal? Patrick Maroon. This guy's a stooge. We've got our guy to hate.
Maroon.
It's Patrick Maroon.
I don't even like Maroon.
This guy's a clown. We've got our clown show. It's him.
Good.
We've got.
I was worried about that with this series, that there wasn't going to be this back and forth and You know how eventually you'll find some sort of dislike? And it's natural in sports. We need that back and forth, that hate.
Talking an awful building. Lot of trash in a 1-1 game there, Maroon.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, we're not even playing good.
You wonder why he's such a hardo?
Why?
Because he's a St. Louis native.
He's from St. Louis. I know that's part of the story down there.
He's there.
He's one of their guys.
Here's a little background on Maroon. During the summer of 2010, he led the U.S. men's national inline hockey team to a gold medal performance.
He plays roller hockey?
Inline, Beetle.
Roller hockey.
Cool. What's he go around to those joints, those roller rinks that have derbies, and he gets in there and mixes it up with his pads on? What do they call those, smash derbies?
Roller derby, yeah.
Roller derbies.
So he's big on rollerblades.
They used to be big when Artie and I were kids, man. They don't have them anymore.
So he loves the rollerblades. You think he wears elbow pads when he rollerblades?
Sure, yeah, knee pads too.
How dare you?
Well, you don't get scuffed up. It becomes infected.
It's a good one.
All right, so that's our guy. That's who we hate now?
Yeah.
Patrick Maroon.
Yeah.
We've singled him out.
I like it.
Yep. At least we got that out of last night. We're trying to put the positives together. That's it.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with, yeah, I feel all right today. Like the Bruins are fine.
Yeah.
Gonna be all right.
Pete's in Newton. Hey, Pete.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Pete?
Sorry, you caught me with a mouthful of pizza here.
It's all right. What kind of pizza?
Yeah, I figured I'd eat the pizza and, you know, not watch the game for a few minutes so I wouldn't get aggravated. So I'm hearing the Blues. They freaking handed them that game last night, dude. It's ridiculous. They just didn't show up. I don't think, you know, they were outplayed. They just didn't show up.
No, they're outplayed, too.
They got outplayed.
Thoroughly.
Oh, come on, man.
No, but I mean,
Blues hit the Blues hit the crap out of them.
What do you know?
Night.
You weren't even watching. You were eating pizza
the whole night.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Another thing is, like, I mean, so many holes in that game. I don't even know what it's got. They already signed Chower for next year. Dude, this guy's going to be playing in a freaking wheelchair. He can't move. Look at the first goal. It was like
terrible.
Even the announcer said, either play the puck or play the man. He didn't do nothing. He just stood there.
So,
you know, that would have won the game if they didn't score that goal.
I want to know this.
Okay,
let's stick to those points. I want to know this about Chara. Is he looking the way he's looking right now because it's this time of year or because this is just how he looks now?
It's just how he looks now. I don't see him leaning on people. I don't see him pushing in the back. Yeah, I don't see him.
Do you think he looked like this all year long, though?
At times, yeah.
He's having trouble moving.
Yeah.
He's not moving well.
He's looked, but we keep getting hit with he's 6'9". He looks like he moves differently than other guys.
He's not moving well. He doesn't look fresh. And the time off doesn't...
He got stuck behind the net on that damn goal.
The time off does not look to have helped him in a major way. The 11-day layoff, I thought he'd look better than this. I thought he'd be moving better than this. He's not moving too well.
Like...
Well, which goal is he talking about where he's just standing?
First one, he got copy on the net. And I think Marchand was it to blame, too.
No, Tom, that's the second goal. That's the second goal where Char was on the ice.
Yeah.
And Charlie Coyle goes down, and he's going to go and play deep. So Marchand, it's his job to stay back and to either pick up.
It was 1-1. Bruins answer right back.
To pick up Tarasenko when he comes up the ice. Marchand instead goes over. He skates over toward the benches to play the puck over there. He doesn't get the puck or the man. So the puck is now in play. Now you got an odd man rush. So Chara is caught trying to defend essentially a 2-on-1, and he gets spun.
Right,
because
and McAvoy
he can't believe Marchand hasn't picked up the guy skating down the middle of the ice.
And McAvoy's nowhere to be found.
So when it does get down there, there's three shots, right? There's the initial shot from Schwartz. Tarasenko comes in. He gets the rebound. Chara stopped that. Chara made the block on that. But then he's a little bit out of position because, I don't know, he's not a freaking goaltender. So he's moving backwards. He stopped that shot, and he can't reach in to stop the third shot that ends up scoring that second goal. Don't blame Chara on that one. Not for a second. You blame Marchand, if anyone. Chara's the only guy back there doing anything. It's not his fault that he ended up having to go play two positions at once, and he still blocked a shot over it and forced them to shoot it three times before they actually ended up scoring that on that one. I'm not saying he's the fastest guy out there. He's moving like lightning. But don't blame Char for that second St. Louis goal. That's ridiculous.
He's not a top pairing guy anymore.
Chara? Is there another guy on this team who should be?
No.
Okay.
They're going to need to address this, though.
And they probably will after next year. And if he ends up being a second pairing defenseman next year, okay. I mean, I don't think he will be. His size is still enough to warrant him being out there as a first pairing defenseman. It is. He's still taking up enough space, and he's still got enough reach, and he's still got enough plays, you know, in his game, like he showed last night, to prove that he belongs out there in that top pairing.
I think they got to manage him better next season. I think he's going to need longer stretches where he doesn't
play.
If you're planning on playing at this time of year, if you want to play until June, and you're planning on going this far, and you want deep playoff runs with this team, you're going to have to manage him better. That's what I would say, because he hasn't looked like. I think he's looked better, and he's looked fine at different points this season. He does not look his best right now. He does not look his best. He's looked better at other points this season. That's all. That's all I would say. 617-779-0985. We'll get back at it with your calls on last night's game and the hit to Matt Grizzlick that has warranted a hearing with the NHL Department of Player Discipline. That will happen, we believe, later today. That will happen, and we will get a ruling, I suspect, by late this afternoon, early evening hours today. We'll find out what the discipline will be for the hit to Matt Grizzlick, who is now in the NHL's concussion protocol. Right now, we get a check of the action update with the guys in the desert.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Omeister to center. Steen dumps it in. 2:05 to play. Along behind the net, Barbashev tried to center. And now a play coming against Oscar Sundquist. A penalty. Is it Sundquist or Barbashev? Grizzlick is down on the ice. And the second penalty of the game is going to come against the Blues.
It's going to be on Oscar Sundquist, and this is a heavy hit, Curbs. This was a heavy hit, a heavy forecheck. Oscar Sundquist comes in and smashes Grizzlick. I mean, hard. He sees numbers, and you're going to see Oscar Sundquist's elbow kind of pops Grizzlick right in the back of the head. And his head just head smashes right into the glass.
Penalty against the Blues that would eject Oscar Sundquist if that's what they determine. And if you're the Bruins at all, you're keeping him down and you're sending him down the runway.
Well, he elevated. He went off his feet. He went off the ice. And he went upwards. And he had his elbow hit Grizzlick.
Wow. 617-779-0985.
The two radio calls there, St. Louis and the Bruins call.
Yeah.
Sounds like it was a little more egregious on the St. Louis call. Like, ooh, oh, he left with this. He's up in there with his arm. He left the ice. Oh, God, he might get a game. He's going to get a misconduct in a game for this. Like, they sent him down the tunnel. And Beers was good at describing it, too. Which Beers had it, too. Turns and he looks for the puck. to your point earlier in the show, I go back and forth on this hit. I don't know. But McAvoy's was worse. It was. And I thought it was not as bad when I came in today. And after watching that a couple more times, yeah, McAvoy's was worse.
I think it's unfortunate. I think it's a player that knew it was coming in Grizzlick. I knew that he was going to, you know, maybe try and switch directions along the board and avoid the hit altogether.
He did get caught in a tough spot up on one skate.
He lost his footing.
Yeah.
And he lost his balance along the boards. And he changed his level, which is important. Changing your level is something that is supposed to come into play when the NHL, that is, reviews these hits.
You want an NFL it.
Sorry.
It's okay. But to a good point by Matt Doloff, right, today on our website, the last four that have gone to this sort of review have resulted in suspensions. So kind of got that going for us. And there is a review today. There will be a review. So we'll see.
Yep, we'll see what happens. Let's go to your calls. Steve is in Vermont. Hi, Steve.
Hey, boys. How you doing today?
Hi, Steve.
Good.
Hey, I was going to talk about how quiet the garden was last night, it seemed to be. But, you know, I was just wondering about the 7-Eleven donuts. You know, they're putting out donuts now that have Don't Poke the Bear. Is it legal to eat one of those, though, you think?
What?
How am I supposed to do that?
What?
I have no idea.
What? Is it legal to eat?
I mean, the bear? Don't poke the bear.
Because of the jinx? What is it? What?
Don't poke the bear?
I don't know.
I'd eat it. Why? Because it's a Bruins thing. It's cool.
Is it illegal to eat bear?
You know what it is? You know what it is?
Bear meat?
He got confused. No, this is Jim's kid again. He got screwed up on Jim's kid's jinxes. This is only... It's only restricted to Jim's kid because Jim's kid got the Bruins birthday cake last night and Jim's kid ate it.
It's really not even my kid. It's just what I purchase.
It's your Louth family.
But it's what you purchase for your kid.
Right. This has nothing to do with 7-Eleven and Don't Poke the Bear donuts. Everybody go out and eat them and do that. Okay?
He is radioactive, man.
Anytime there is a sporting event, a big one, Jim just needs to detach from his child and move away from him. And just pretend he has no kids.
You know what ended up working out? Jim Louth and his second intermission Sunday. Now, you want to talk about Stanley Cup lore.
What are you talking about?
This goes back to 2011.
The second intermission Sunday.
And Jim Louth used to indulge.
He doesn't do that anymore.
In a second intermission Sunday.
How many years is that? Still on that diet, huh, Jim?
It was 9 years ago.
8 years ago, yeah.
8 years. Yeah. 8 years ago, thank you. Quick math. And he would go in after the second period and make himself a sundae. And, you know, he'd hear about it from the wife. She'd be like, Jimmy, what are you doing in there? Nothing. You know, extra little squirt of whipped cream in the,
whip
you know,
it. Whip
straight
it.
Into the mouth. Huff a little nitrous. Sit back down with his sundae.
Oh, my
and just
God.
House that thing before they drop the puck to start the third. But it worked. Would you consider something like that, Jim?
What if, like, you went to cellos?
No, he's considering. Hold on. Jim.
If you guys want me to.
Yeah.
I'll sacrifice, yes.
You need to sacrifice for the Bruins. Because you and your son on his birthday have put the Bruins in a tough spot.
So
now,
if we tell you to start eating the sundae again for the sake of the Bruins, you'll start doing it.
Yeah.
What was, what were
just for that, just for the sake of that.
For the sake of the Bruins.
I mean, Jim, could you walk us through a 30-second version of the ingredients and the assemblage of the second intermission Sunday.
Make your Sunday, Jim.
Are you talking like, you know, different kinds of ice cream? One scoop, two scoops? What was it?
Yeah, whatever was in the fridge or whatever was in the freezer. A little whipped cream. Maybe some, I don't know, Reese's Pieces.
So just a lazy ass, whatever you have in the kitchen type
now,
Sunday.
Yeah, whatever's in the house.
Nothing descriptive. That's a lazy.
What would the typical ice cream flavors be that you would find in the house? I mean.
Well, the kids like the. The Napolitano.
The Napolitano.
The Napolitano.
Okay. So
coffee, maybe coffee.
Okay. Oh. They're very bland. Very bland
blueberry
flavors there.
Blueberry ice cream. Blue raspberry.
What's wrong with coffee ice cream?
In a sundae?
Black raspberry.
Mm. Oh, it's good.
With the Reese's Pieces?
You go.
Coffee peanut butter. It's good.
My kid lost it the other day because he made a bet with me. We're playing Madden.
No hot fudge. Hot fudge is disgusting.
What about caramel? Would you put any caramel on the second intermission sundae?
No, you don't want caramel. Caramel ruins it. Chocolate syrup ruins it.
Oh, like would the you magic put the topping that hardens on the top of the
gross.
Ice cream?
No, gross. That's weird.
Would you put the Reese's so Pieces cheap. In a bowl and then take a spoon out of the drawer and then spoon your toppings like that?
No, you and Lana used to imagine that as it was happening. Back in 2011, they used to make fun of me.
Oh, we had the whole scenario. With,
the
you
little
know,
glass bowls with the individual toppings all around the bowl. A big right, bowl. Yeah.
The silver scoop in a special jar with water. You know, yeah, that.
It's so good. Do you like Jimmy's? Do you like Rainbow Jimmy's or you like Chocolate Jimmy's?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Do they even taste like chocolate?
I only on the soft ice cream.
Like little pieces of wax.
I think you should pick this tradition back up. For the rest of the run.
You need to do something.
I have to do sprinkles on like ice cream at home. Sprinkles on like soft ice cream at an ice cream shop.
The fact you took the time to text soft that serve. Picture, you that. Knew you were jinxing the Bruins last night. You knew it.
I didn't order. I picked the cake up at the bakery. I looked at the box.
And he went, oh, bleep, and he texted me the picture of it.
Had the kids out a couple of weekends ago, stopped in for ice cream down near the, you know, downtown Boston Common, where there's an ice cream shop somewhere down there.
Like
oh, I want vanilla because, you know, I'm a dumb kid and I don't know any better. Oh, I want mint chocolate chip. Daddy got the Fruity Pebbles in Milk flavor ice cream.
How was it?
What do you think? Amazing. They both wanted some. I told them, you screwed up. You chose poorly.
Father with your over here.
With your stupid soft serve and your stupid mint chocolate chip. It's daddy's ice cream. You get one bite each and go away. Why don't you have that, Jim? Why don't you have a Fruity Pebble in Milk flavored ice cream sundae?
If they could perfect it, I would get the Big Mac in an ice cream sundae. If you could perfect that taste
oh, yeah.
of the Big Mac.
Onion
with
ice
extra
cream.
Yes. Thousand Island drizzle
you know, I've
over
been
it.
Saying that for a long time.
And the
why
McDonald's
have they not
onions?
Made like a garlic flavored
I don't know
ice
how,
cream yet?
Because it's stupid.
How does McDonald's get their onions so small like that? Like, they're so small, they're so good.
How would you ever
feel that you bite into a white onion?
We don't have a steak and cheese flavored ice cream yet.
Oh, lasagna.
I love that the stock footage of somebody eating a sundae. The screen behind you guys.
Oh, yeah.
What was the other one?
Like remember Christmas?
The Christmas present one with the white family just sitting around having a good time? Everybody's, like, sitting on the lap right in front of the perfect little family. There it is, in front of the fireplace. They all have matching jammies on. It was creepy.
Now that Sunday you can't
creepy.
Finish an intermission.
That's not real, Jim.
So second period Sundays.
Okay.
Need to come back.
There we go. You figured, yeah, he has to do something. He's.
I'll try
it.
I'll try it Saturday. If
he
they win, keep it going. If they lose.
If they win, I think all
they played a lot of games in 2011. Remember?
I think if they win, all of our listeners need to adopt it. I think it needs to everyone.
What did they play? 25 games that year.
The power of the
26 games.
Intermission. Yes. Yes.
There's the picture. Look, Hardy, over your shoulder.
There they
the perfect
are.
Perfect family.
Happy family.
Oh. Look how happy they look. Oh, get near me on my cough, on my good breath that I have waking up.
Oh, look at you. How cute you look through that little hole.
The mother looks to be about 22, and she's got kids that are, I don't know, like 9.
Yeah. That's when dad's happy.
Well.
Hey, did you decorate that tree? What's that supposed to mean? Those three things.
They're all in the picture
shoulder.
Together, but they don't call her mommy. Mommy at her house.
Mommy's in her house. That's daddy's new friend.
Yeah.
Look at the tree hanging. Look at the it's subliminal. I'm telling you.
What'd you do for Christmas? We were with daddy and Lisa.
What is it, Zoe? Why don't you share it with the
just
class?
Just go. Let's go.
What are we doing?
He's got a headline.
Where are we going?
Calls are next.
Okay, we'll get back to your calls. But also in a little bit, Mike Francesa was able to break down the Bruins and Blues series yesterday.
He's a big hockey guy.
A breakdown that you will hear like no one else. I mean, he's got a unique perspective on this series
of course.
That is just really unmatched.
Well, I told people.
He actually knows the family of one of the players in the series. Yeah, he's actually close and grew up with one of the families of a Bruins player, believe it or not.
So Bobby Orr played yesterday?
He's got a personal connection
like
to a
19-year-old kid.
He's got a personal connection to one of the Bruins, believe it or not.
Oh, bull.
You'll hear that coming up in just a little bit. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Carl, in the words of Oscar Sundquist, your conversation with Craig happened, quote, at the pisser. Could you just kind of clarify for us before this goes into Stanley Cup lore of where and kind of paint the picture for us?
Yeah, yeah. I can't deny that. That's where that's where it happened. So that makes it even more fun, I guess. That's a good story.
Get back to your calls on the Bruins from last night. Gunnarsson, boom, boom, gets the goal in overtime. Boom, boom. St. Louis wins. You've got a series now. Jimmy in Norfolk on. Torrey Krug taking a beating last night. Hey, Jimmy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Listen, my only comment is I love Torrey Krug. I think he's a great player. I just wish his height was as big as his heart. It seems like he takes a beating in front of the net, and he's not big enough to clear out some of the big guys. What do you think about moving him to forward?
We've had this discussion multiple times.
No. It's not going to happen, ever. It's never going to happen.
You don't think so?
Nope.
No. They experimented with it back in the day when Claude was here, and they had time to kill and all that, and they did it for fun, but it's not going to happen.
Just seems like, other than the first game there, that big hit, but he just takes a beating in front of the net. He's like, he's not big enough to take out the big boys. But yeah. What do I know?
Well, I just can tell you that that's not in the cards for Torrey Krug. He's an offensive defenseman, and that's not going to happen. Sorry. It's never going to happen. We've had that call 4 million times in the last 5 years or so.
I say real quick, you see this pullover Cassidy's wearing? Like, they threw that on Belichick last night.
You still got up on that, huh? Yeah, they should have given Belichick something better.
I still want to, like, retweet the pictures of Belichick, but it's hard to do it with that jacket on.
I don't see the name. It might be Brian. Is this Brian?
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Hi.
Sorry, Brian.
Hey, Zo, what's up?
Hi.
Take it away. What do you want to talk about?
I got some issues with the Bruins right now. We looked at the first game and we won. Clearly it was indecisive. And the way the coaching was done, I thought he was very good with Cassidy doing the coaching at that game. And I think he failed last night. And I wouldn't put it on the plays. And I think without Chara, Corey doesn't even play, really. Chara, and they both help each other out. So the whole thing is when they started that first game, they went with the fourth line. If they did that, that sent the signal. That's old Boston hockey. You sent the signal. You put out your fourth line, and they put out their fourth line. It's going to be a challenge, okay? So the second game he played, I don't know. Maybe Belichick came in the room and changed his whole momentum. But is there an issue with the way Cassidy played the game last night? Not the players, the coach. I got to go. I'll listen to you. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So here's the question. Let's frame it this way. At some point, as much as we praised Bruce Cassidy in game number one for going with his instinct and saying the Bergeron line's not giving it to us here, we got to get the Corrali line out there, and the Corrali line is out there for the two even strength goals of the night. At some point, are we going to want him to live and die by that Bergeron line? Right?
Oh, what was that old man's side here?
That old man side. That was from Hardy over there in the corner who didn't have his microphone on. I mean, at some point, are you going to say, Bruce, you know what? Put that line out there, and if they don't perform, then it's on them. You know, you can't shy away from them because now all of a sudden you're going to get to a point. I can feel it coming, and I don't think we're there yet. But you're going to see more and more of this Corrali line. You're going to see more and more of Coil. You're going to see more and more of the third and fourth line, and you're going to start saying, okay, you know what? If these guys aren't producing, because guess what? They're still your third and fourth line.
Yeah.
You're going to say, put Bergeron back out there. Get his minutes back up. Give me Bergeron, Marchand. Put these guys back out there. And if
he's going to go to his
we'll
guys.
Put it on them.
I mean, ultimately,
put it on the guys that are out there and that are supposed to perform.
Hey, we credit him for pulling the plug when it doesn't look good right then and you put the other guys in. But ultimately, he knows if they got to win, he's got to get them going.
Right?
I don't know what he's got to do to poke them. But, you know, they know it. None of them were available yesterday. None of them commented except Marchand.
Coaching last night. I don't think
nothing from Bergeron. Nothing from Pastrnak. Nothing from Chara.
For as poorly as they played, though, they did have Pastrnak and Bergeron had two of the best chances in the game that didn't.
At the end, at the final 5 minutes.
Yeah, they did.
I thought they were going to score there. Oh, I thought they were still in that one last night. That's why I'm not devastated today. Because it wasn't their best game. They should have had it.
A breakdown of this series.
Like
that's really special. A special breakdown with a personal touch.
Yeah, you don't need Barry Melrose when you want to talk hockey. You don't need Steve Levy. You don't need any of these guys. You don't need any of these NHL Network guys, Kevin Weeks and
from
Billy Jaffe.
A hockey expert in the Big Apple. You'll hear it next.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I remember how big Ewing was. I remember being in Rupp Arena. That was Ewing's senior year. He was underneath, and I was underneath doing it with him.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
God, our imaging is so different than theirs. Have they modernized anything? Have they jazzed it up a little bit?
No, not their style.
Nope, not what they do. Go on, keep it old. Change nothing with the times. Tell you how long I've been here. Been doing this for 32 years. 32 years.
By the way, we got an email from someone that said they can't believe we haven't figured out that Chad and Anthony are the same guy. We've known that forever, and we actually had a conversation with them on the air like 2 weeks ago.
You people are unbelievable.
That's way in the past.
We know your kids' names when you call, just so you know. Okay, we know where you call from. We know what your name is, the address, the location of your phone.
Not only that, we know
a high tech.
We know your cell
here.
Phone's and your wife's name.
We know
your
how many
name.
Times
we
you
know
called.
A lot of things. About
we know how many
you
times
call
you called in the last 3 days. You nuts. We love you, but you're nuts.
We know what time you like to call in. What time you don't like to call in.
We have graphs of when you call.
We know who lets you on the air, who doesn't let you on the air. We know a lot of things.
We actually take notes. There's a notes section when you call that something pops up like, ooh, well, this happened last time. So the big guy, the Pope.
Yeah, Mike Francesa, WFAN. hockey fan, right? Or maybe not so much. Tell me something about the Bruins.
Let's go, John Tortorella.
Tell me something about the Bruins.
Yeah. Tell me something about the Bruins, Mike Francesa.
Tell me something, anything. I can't be bothered. You know? Don't be too...
Not much of a hockey guy.
Don't be specific in that. And he got mad. Remember the time he was doing Friday and there was hockey playoffs going on? But it was someone called in about hockey on Friday. He goes, it's football Friday.
Yeah, it was the start of the... It was the start
so
of
insulting.
The hockey season.
Yeah.
But he must have something on the final. I mean, this guy is...
Well, Beetle said he's connected to Bruin. He's like the family.
The biggest...
So there's no...
A self-proclaimed biggest radio show in the country.
There's no Football Friday happening right now. There's no football going on.
It's a Stanley Cup final.
Baseball regular season. And so someone called in, just wanted to get his take on Game 2, which happened last night already. So this was yesterday, wanting to get his take on Game 2 of the final between the Blues and the Bruins.
Since tonight's Stanley Cup game, I read today that the Blues haven't won a Stanley Cup game in three cups. Now 13 straight. Scotty Bowman, they went to three cups in the 70s. You don't think they can get swept again, do they?
I think the Bruins, are probably better. They probably could get swept again. I mean, the Blues are a good story this year, And everyone rallies around that that song they play all the time. What's it, Gloria? Is that their song, Gloria? I think it's isn't that their big rallying song? Gloria is their big song.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you got the kid from Long Beach, Charlie McAvoy. Like I said, I've known that family a long time. Grew up with that family, as a matter of fact. So, good for them. He looks like he's a pretty good player, as a matter of fact.
Hold on.
So,
hold on.
Looks like the Bruins are going to win again. They're probably the better team. Tough to beat them there anyway. Tough to ever for anyone to beat them there ever.
Okay.
How much does he make?
A lot.
Right now, not as much as he used to.
But he still makes a lot.
More than me.
Like more than $1 million a year?
I've heard not anymore. I've heard that.
I bet he makes $750.
I've heard that
because he has to wake up and roll across the hall.
I've heard that since the whole departure rejoin thing that he took a big hit, but who knows?
This is his retirement job.
Let me just say that when he was there before he left on the retirement, it was in the millions. I thought it was a lot.
He still took a shot at the three of them when it was Carlin,
Maggie Gray. He's got bank accounts with millions and millions of dollars in it, so he's just fine no matter what he's making right now.
Supposedly they were pissed they bring him back, and he said, I make more than all three of them put together. The new voices, you want them? That's the reason you pay me what you pay me. So he grew up with Charlie McAvoy?
His family.
Would he take him out to ice cream when he was three?
He grew up with the family.
When he says the family, do you think the father?
Yeah.
The grandfather?
Yes.
He grew up with the family.
And just lived in Long Beach. I know they live in Long Beach.
How old are Charlie McAvoy's parents? They can't be that old.
Well, it's a Northeastern kid.
Charlie McAvoy is 21 years old. How old are his parents?
They had to be in a
50? Let's say 50.
50s?
Let's say his parents are 50.
So he grew up with Charlie McAvoy's grandfather then, probably. Oh, his Uncle Chuck.
It could be Charlie McAvoy's grandfather.
Or maybe like Charlie McAvoy's dad's older brother.
Right, or McAvoy's dad's older brother.
That is such a
Uncle Mike.
That is such a Pete the Meat Shepherd comment that when Pete was on the radio, Pete would always tell stories about how he knew people.
I grew up with that
like
family.
I knew Tom and
what
Giselle.
Is that?
I actually had dinner next to
him. McAvoy's from Long Beach, therefore he grew up with them. He knows them. And therefore and it looks like he's gonna be a good player.
It's kind of right.
Wait, what?
You know him real well, don't you?
No, he's a bona fide good player. I can promise you he's a good player.
Uncle Mike.
I can promise you that Charlie McAvoy is gonna make it in this NHL thing. This professional hockey thing is gonna work out for Charlie McAvoy. It is.
He got a call about this a couple weeks ago, and he talked about it. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Hey, not at all.
The McAvoy, I'm from Long Beach, okay? I grew up with the McAvoy family, so I know them all. I don't know whose kid Charlie is. I got an idea whose kid it is. I mean, I know all.
Whoa, back up.
Hardy, you don't understand. Radio.
I grew up with the McAvoy family.
Okay, you have no clue now, how long it takes.
I don't even know who he belongs to yet. How do you know it's the same
family?
He
just said he grew up with a family. Now that was what he said yesterday.
He knows him
well. What did he say a couple weeks, months ago?
This is May 17th.
May 17th. What did he say?
I got an idea whose kid it is. I mean, I know all. They're a big family. I've known them. I went to school with them. They were in my class. They lived a quarter mile from me. I know the whole family. I know them. I know them all. They had a big plumbing business. I don't know which one of the siblings had Charlie. Because obviously, he's a generation. Later, he's only 21 years old. But I do know the family very well.
I haven't seen him
in a long time, but I did grow up with him.
Yeah.
I know the family so well. We used to have picnics next door, and there's all these kids running around.
I'll tell you what, you know them so well. Why don't you pick up a phone and call one of them?
Which one?
And say, hey, years now.
How about I get you on my show? I know your family so well.
So I'm looking at a picture from the draft.
Considering that Charlie McAvoy was drafted, 3 years ago now?
Yeah.
Why don't you pick up a phone sometime in the last 3 years and say, hey, let's say, Pete McAvoy. Hey, Pete, I saw this kid, Charlie. Which one is he yours? Who's he belong to? Whose kid is he? That's a great story. Just wanted to check in. Haven't talked to you in a long time. Congratulations. Great for your family.
Okay, so Charlie Sr.
Since I know you all so well.
Runs McAvoy Plumbing on West Park Avenue.
Who is this?
Charlie Sr.
So his dad. So Charlie McAvoy's dad runs the plumbing business now.
But I'm looking at a picture from when he was drafted in 16.
How long did it take you to find that?
Oh, 5 seconds.
How come Mike hasn't found the time in the last 3 years to Google who runs the plumbing business now?
I don't know, but Charlie's dad. His parents don't look to even be 50.
Right, because Charlie McAvoy's 21 years old.
And Francesca's generational, 65.
What a breakdown. Can I get back to the part about St. Louis and Gloria?
Yeah.
Because that was important to who was going to win game two as well.
Give me that one.
Can we get to that?
They rally around it. That's what they do.
We're talking about the Blues. They're playing Gloria. No,
yeah, they play that song.
And everyone rallies around that that song they play all the time. What's it, Gloria? Is that their song, Gloria? I think it's isn't that their big rallying song? Gloria is their big song.
Yes.
The producer's like, yes. This is terrible.
Shut up, Mike.
Stop talking. Oh my God, this is so bad.
This is the best. I would love him.
The Bruins are like impossible to beat at the Garden.
I wonder if Mike's got any insight on where Kyrie's going down there. I mean, Mike's so connected.
Looks like the Bruins are going to win again.
The Bruins.
That was an incredible breakdown.
They're tough to beat.
Well, the best thing about is ever. Two majors.
It's tough ever. For anyone to beat them there, ever.
Ever. Ever. Think, tough to beat there ever.
It's think like, well, he's done his homework.
They're like 2001 there. I think they've lost like one or two games all time at the Garden.
This guy's ranked like
looks like
one.
The Bruins are going to win again.
This is what you when you're the number one radio host in the country, and he's there, he's in top one or two or three every year on all the lists.
Ah,
he gave you something.
I got his age.
You got his age.
From a story in 2012, surfer rescues swimmer in distress in Long Beach.
Wait a minute.
Charles McAvoy
Senior
was the only surfer still in the water at nearly 7 p.m. when he noticed a man on the beach sprint towards a jetty and start to point at him, trying to get his attention. Another man was in distress. McAvoy looked over, noticed the man bobbing up and down in the water. I paddled over as fast as I could. He was clearly out of gas. McAvoy, 46, in 2012. So he's 53 years old now.
So he's around 50.
Yes. McAvoy also owns...
He won't be swimming and doing that paddling anymore because of the shark sightings there now. See, this all ties in.
I would think.
But Mike gave you some on each team.
McAvoy, who owns a plumbing business on West Park Avenue, that same one. So...
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's it.
simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.